Good afternoon, Amity fans, wherever you are, and welcome to the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship 3A Boys Basketball semifinal action from Marshfield High School in Coos Bay. This is Jeff Clark joined by Ron Huber. How are you today, Ron?
It's a good day to be alive.
It's a great day to be a Warrior fan, and quite honestly, a pretty good day to be a Pirates fan as well. We are live on KLYC. We know we got a lot of Pirates fans listening. Mm-hmm. You'll have to understand that there will be a little home cooking here from Ron and I, but we know this Pirates team very well. We know these players well. We've watched them for years in league action as well as in even club ball and other things. Players know each other well as also.
Middle school even.
Yeah, you can go all the way back to middle school and watch these players play. And so the teams know each other well, the coaches know each other well, and the fans, of course, know each other very well. And we've got a good group here for an afternoon semifinal game, and it promises to be a very hotly contested game. The Warriors and the Pirates meeting for the fourth time this year, and in three of those games, two of them have been very close. The first game, which was in Amity, the Warriors did not show up in the second half of that game and got blown out. The Warriors returned the favor, though, coming over to Dayton in the second league matchup and really turning in a wire-to-wire performance.
Four quarters. It's one of the few games of the last six or seven they played four quarters.
Stayed out of foul trouble, controlled the paint. Josh Wart just played a phenomenal game over there, and some great timely free throw shooting from Wes Streeter, and the Warriors ended up stealing a six-point win at Dayton. Dayton was ranked number two in the state at the time, dropped them to three, and then they met at districts for the district title game, and the Warriors came into that game after beating Blanchette in the season finale and then going to Salem Academy in the first round of the district playoff, winning that one in convincing fashion. Then they went to districts, played Dayton on that Saturday 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and that was a nip-tuck game all the way down to midway through the fourth quarter. It was a three-point game. The Warriors had an open look from the right corner. Michael Duncan couldn't get it to go in. Dayton came back, scored the next 5 points, went up eight, and the Warriors just could not recover in the waning moments of that game. So these teams know each other well, and they know they're in for a dogfight.
The other thing is that really almost every game, all four of the games, came down to the play of the big guys. And the one game where we got them, Jason Howard was just not sharp in that game, and Josh Wart outplayed him in that ball game. Then the other ones were close, until we had these moments of not coming through. So it'll be interesting. But I think the big guys are going to have a lot to say about what happens in this ball game.
I'll tell you, if the Warriors shoot like they did yesterday in the first half against Santiam Christian, they could run away and hide in this game. Tyler Parr having a career game last night, 25 points in that quarterfinal win over Santiam Christian. It was a 60-59 win for the Warriors. They had a 17-point lead, though, early in the third quarter, 15 at halftime. Tyler Parr, 17 in the first half of that game, and finished 5 out of 10 from three-point range, really carrying the Warriors offensively. Santiam Christian paid a lot of attention to Josh Wart inside, and he needed that guard play to pick him up. Michael Duncan had three threes in the game as well, and Keenan Graham sealing the victory with 4 out of 4 from the foul line late in the fourth quarter.
You and I have seen the boys games, and we haven't seen a three-point team shooting like we did last night.
Yeah, they picked a great time to get hot as a team.
Even De La Salle does not shoot the three like we did last night.
No, at least in the first half.
Right.
Second half, we weren't quite the same team. No. I think we played a little tentative with that 17-point lead when Santiam Christian really came out and got after us on the defensive end, trapping the ball handlers. We got a little tentative, didn't attack the rim quite as well. In the first half, we really attacked the rim. Dayton, on the other hand, had their hands full for about half.
Yeah.
And then in the second half, pulled away and hid from their opponent. Who did they play yesterday? Escapes me right now. I'll come back to it. Klatskanai. And Klatskanai stuck with him. Really was physical and played great defense in the first half, and then Dayton able to pull away in that game and win by 17 going away, and really blew them out there in the fourth quarter of that game. So this game promises to be more of the same for the Warriors and Pirates. The two teams, as we said, know each other very well. There's no secrets out there. I asked Scott Nelson what he expected from Coach Hopp, and he said the same matchup, zone defense, you can't dribble into that zone very often. You got to be really careful. Nowlin and Finley both really good with their hands. I'm sure Ron Hopp expects the same thing out of Amity. He's seen, and that's a team that is looking to get the ball into Josh Wart. And if you sag in too much, Duncan and Parr and even
Keenan
Graham will knock down that three-point shot on you.
And we've seen Wes Streeter come through with a couple threes in these games.
He had a three last night, kind of a surprise three. But if you leave him completely open, he'll make a few. Mm-hmm. And what Streeter really does, though, of course, is just harass teams. Last night, Sandham Christian didn't know what he was doing to them in the first half of that game. He was stripping balls left and right, had three steals in the first half, especially, and I think two of those were when he doubled down on big guys when they caught the ball in the post.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a quick break and be back, get you set up for this one, also get you up to speed on other action around the league, around this tournament. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball as Warriors get set to take on the Dayton Pirates here in the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union semifinal game for Marshfield High School in Coos Bay. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber bringing you all the action this evening. We've got about 14 minutes before the starting lineups are introduced. And the Warriors come into this game as one of the better playing teams in the state. They really finished the year strong. They had the loss to Dayton in the districts, but that was a well-played game against one of the best teams in the state. Let's take a look at some of the other action going on here at the state tournament. In the first round, De La Salle knocked off Sutherland, and Pleasant Hill crushed Nyssa 52-30. Those two teams just got done playing. De La Salle blowing out Pleasant Hill 63-31 here at Marshfield High School. Dayton beating Clatskanie by 17 last night. Amity squeaking past Sandham Christian 60-59 as they blew a 17-point second-half lead. And Sandham Christian really turned up the heat on both ends of the floor. On the girls' side of the 3A tournament, Burns easily passed Brookings Harbor 57-40 in the first round. And Clatskanie had a hard-fought battle with OES, Oregon Episcopal, where their point guard, Sprague, fouled out in that game with 4.5 minutes to go, and Oregon Episcopal closed that down to a 6-point game and had the ball inside of a minute to go and could not get the comeback completed. An 8-point win for Clatskanie. Blanchette Catholic gets past Vail 46-35, and Salem Academy blows out Warrenton 42-26 in the first round. Vail and Warrenton played earlier this morning. Warrenton with a 5-point win, 45-40, as they advance to the fourth place game, and they will play Brookings Harbor, who squeaked past Oregon Episcopal 47-45 in the other consolation bracket game. So that sets up the fourth place. Clatskanie and Burns will play at 4:15 this afternoon, and Blanchette Catholic Salem Academy with their fourth meeting of the year coming up, just like Amity and Dayton here on the boys' side. They will play at 6 o'clock tonight at Marshfield High School as well. In between games, I believe there's a Marshfield game. Is that today or tomorrow?
Tonight. That's tonight. Why these games are early.
They're early because tonight the Marshfield girls or boys have a game. One of them has a game today, one has a game tomorrow.
One of them plays tonight at 8:30.
I think the boys play tonight and then the girls play tomorrow between games here at Marshfield. The girls from Marshfield ranked number one in the state, defending state champions, brought everybody back, and they're rolling. They're a lot of fun to watch. So they'll get a really big turnout here.
They should.
Because a lot of these 3A fans will show up to watch that 4A first-round game. We've got about 12 minutes to go here. We're going to take another break. We'll be back and get things ready to roll here. Amity versus Dayton in the OSAA 3A semifinal action from Marshfield High School. This is KLYC 1260 McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Warriors set to take on the Dayton Pirates in this state semifinal game from Coos Bay Marshfield High School. Beautiful setting for basketball. As the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity. And check out OSAA today for news, polls, and stories on the latest in Oregon high school sports and activities. Go to www.osaa.org and find the OSAA Today section. Share story ideas, even become a contributor. Visit OSAA Today today. All right, Ron, as we get set for this excellent matchup here between the Pirates and the Warriors, we look at the challenges the Warriors face against the Pirates, and it starts with number one, Braden Allen, Player of the Year in the PacWest Conference. Break down Braden's game for me a little bit. You've seen him play a number of times. If you were coaching against him, what are you really focusing on him?
Well, I really think you've got to make him pick up his dribble, because if he keeps dribbling, he's going to dribble around people, dribble underneath, and find someone. He also is very quick, so you can't be up too close on him. He's going to go around you, so he can make a three. He can stop and shoot a jumper. He's an all-around player. But if you, I think we've played him good the last couple games by just being in his face and not letting him drive.
And you have to bring the help defense if he does put the ball on the floor, because not one guy is going to stay in front of Braden Allen. He is, as you mentioned, lightning quick off the dribble. And if he's feeling it from three-point range, we saw that in Amity in that first game of the year, that he came out and just lit us up in the first quarter of that game. As good a shooting exhibition as I've ever seen a Dayton Pirate put on Amity for a quarter. He was just hitting off-balance threes and everything, and the Warriors need to hope he's not that hot this afternoon. So he's one. That's the first guy you got to worry about on this team. Number two is probably Finley. Lucas Finley, good ball handler, good shooter. He can finish at the rim. He's a good passer and a good defender as well. Both of these guys really get after it on the defensive end. And so Finley, an excellent complement to Braden Allen.
Good quickness.
Good length.
Left-hander. If you forget that for a moment, he's going to be by you like you're standing still.
And then the third real weapon for them is inside, and that's Jason Howard. I shouldn't say inside. He's more mid-range. Howard at 6'6", a senior, has a real nice shooting touch. As Ron alluded to, he struggled in the game where the Warriors won over at Dayton earlier this season. But he's played well last night. He had a really good game in their win in the quarterfinals over at North Bend High School. And Howard, very smooth, but not a physical player. He wants to be untouched when he's shooting the ball, and so he likes to face up to the basket. He'll back you down a little bit, but he rarely actually shoots if he makes contact with that post player. Josh Ward's done a really good job on Jason this year in the low post, but Howard will go out to that mid-range, and he can beat you off the dribble as well.
That was the game, the last game, where he just went by Josh like Josh is in mud or something.
Well, and that was a game at districts where I think Josh was under the weather, and several other players were as well. And you could tell they were just a step slow most of that game, and yet they hung in there even though they weren't 100%. Right now, the only Warrior really battling any illness is Keenan Graham, playing with a pretty significant head and chest cold. But he fought through most of the game last night and came up big, 4 out of 4 from the foul line in the last couple of minutes there against Santa Am Christian.
You have to talk a little bit about Garrison, because he's really come on in the last couple of games.
Well, Garrison's been the surprise, right? We saw him playing JV ball earlier this year, and late in the year, beginning really at districts, we saw Peyton Garrison start to play big minutes, really once the JV season was over, starting to play big minutes for them. Garrison is a 6'3 junior, kind of slight built, but an excellent rebounder.
He just has the boards.
Great, has great timing
against us.
High points the ball very well, has good hands, and can finish inside on you once he gets that rebound. And so he's brought a little added dimension. It's decreased the playing time of Jacob Morales was the starter before, and they've taken him out of there and put Garrison in most of the time, and he'll be starting again this afternoon. So once you get past those four players, Spink can hurt you, the spot-up three-pointer. He's a good outside shooter coming off the bench for them. The fifth starter for them is Dawson Ashley, who really doesn't do a lot. He's just kind of a role player, complimentary, but like all these Dayton players, if you leave them open, they'll knock down shots on you. So you have to be aware all the time where players are.
They're pretty young, really. And they've gotten some really good playing time here in the last couple of weeks that gives those young guys some experience that's going to pay off for next year.
They've got a pretty solid JV program. The JV boys of Amity and Dayton battled it out this year, and I want to say Date or Amity won all three of those, but I could be wrong in that. They were all close games. I don't think there was much of a margin of victory in any of them. I know the last one over there at Dayton, or they only played twice, sorry, over at Dayton, that last one was really hard fought. Came right down to the wire in that back in early February. Warriors tonight will be starting their normal starting lineup. That's Wes Streeter, 5'7", senior guard. Michael Duncan, the 5'9", senior guard. Keenan Graham, 6'2", sophomore point guard. And then the two big guys inside, Tyler Parr, 6'1", senior. Josh Schwartz, 6'5", sophomore. I call Tyler a big guy because he plays bigger than he
is,
because he boxes out well. He rebounds. He's very strong. And one of the differences between these two teams is all five of the starters down here, football players.
Yeah.
And Nowlin's a football player, but I don't remember any of those other guys calling their name during football season at all.
No.
And so one of the things that separates these two teams is how physical the Warriors like to play inside. And there aren't many teams that like to bang like Wart and Tyler Parr inside. Wes Streeter, incredibly physical guard.
For sure, Wes Streeter.
Nobody takes more charges in the state than Wes. And the Warriors really missing another football player, and that's Brian Hatch, who went out early in the season with a torn ACL. And that led to the Warriors really struggling in their half-court offense for a long time, trying to figure out, as Keenan Graham learned on the fly, how to be a point guard at the varsity level as a sophomore. And then, of course, off the bench, really, you're probably only going to see two players in this game at most. That's Jacob Bernard, the offensive tackle, and Landon Disler, the only non-football player that will probably see the floor today. And he was a football player as a freshman. He should have been a football player this year. We didn't get him back out there. Playing football is an outstanding way to prepare yourself for basketball season, because it just prepares you for the grueling physical, makes you tougher, and gets you used to being a good defender, I think, and really putting a body on people. All right, we've got about a minute and a half to go before starting lineups. We're going to take a quick break and be back with the start of Amity and Dayton here from Marshfield High School in the 3A semifinal action. This is KLYC 1260 McMinnville. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans, wherever you are, to live semifinal action from Marshfield High School as the Warriors and the Pirates of Dayton get set to take on each other here for a chance to play De La Salle in the championship game. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the OSAA State Championships. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 360,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity. If you need some extra spending money and want to give back to student athletes, become an athletic official. There's a big shortage of officials in Oregon, and we need you now more than ever. Visit www.newofficials.org. Warriors being introduced. No national anthem for this game. They do it once per every two games. And so they did it in the last game. And that will be it for the national anthem until the girls' games this evening. So for the Warriors, it's Wart, Parr, Streeter, Duncan, and Graham. And, of course, Tyler Parr absolutely lighting up the opposition last night. Dayton being introduced now. It'll be Braden Allen, a 5'9 senior player of the year in the PacWest Conference. Number 3, Lucas Finley, a 6'2 senior. Number 15, Peyton Garrison, a 6'3 junior. Number 23, Jason Howard, a 6'6 senior. And Dawson Ashley, 43, a 6'1 sophomore.
They're one of the only teams that doesn't come by and shake the referee's hands or the opposing coach.
That's disappointing. They didn't do it last night either, and that's disappointing to see, but it'd be nice if they did that. All right, folks, we're ready to go for what promises to be a pretty emotional and physical game out there between these two teams that know each other so very well. Dayton huddles at the top of the key down to our right. Warriors will be going left to right here in the first half with the big pirate of Marshfield on the center circle. The purple keys here of Marshfield, their purple is their main color. Howard and Wart set to jump it up. These kids have known each other all their lives. Official talking to the two boys, and the ball's up in the air, and Howard wins the tap to Nowlin. Nowlin brings it across half court. Warriors in man-to-man defense to Finley on the left angle. Go to Howard. Howard bodied up by Wart. Goes baseline. Some help defense there. They kick it out to Ashley. Ashley starts to drive. Picks up his dribble. Cut off by Streeter. Out to Nallen. Nallen pulls up. Elbow jumper off balance. Hits it. What a tough shot that is. If Braden Allen's on fire, the Warriors are going to have a hard time staying with him.
Uh-oh.
And there's a steal. Bad pass there. Duncan didn't see it. And Finley gets a lay-in at the other end. Steal by Nallen. And it's 4-0. Warriors turn it over on their first time down the floor as Streeter passed the ball to Duncan. He wasn't expecting. Streeter taps his chest, takes responsibility for that. And the Warriors start out down 4-0, 30 seconds into the game. Streeter looking for a screen. Works right to Graham. Keenan. Hands to Duncan, 28-footer.
Wow.
Good! He was almost out of bounds on the angle. That is way out there, folks, and that'll get the fans excited. 4-3 Dayton early. Nallen with Duncan on him. That's a change there. Duncan fights through the screen. Down low, blocked by Parr. And it's off of Nallen, out of bounds. Tyler Parr with the help defense.
And Josh came over also.
Josh came down and made Nallen have to double-clutch that. When he brought it back up, Parr swatted it off Nallen and out of bounds. 4-3, Dayton. Warriors basketball. Streeter bringing it across half court to Parr at the high post extended. Now they go to knocked away and stolen. They try to go into Wart, stolen by Howard. Wart didn't hold that position well enough. Finley, left angle, three, no good. Long rebound. Howard gets it, knocked away, gets it back. Kicks it out. Nallen fakes the three, drives all the way in, steps through and scores. Up in the up and under on Parr. Parr didn't want to commit the foul there. Made the shot tough, though.
Mm-hmm.
Keenan Graham running the point. 6-3, early lead for Dayton. Graham drives baseline, hangs,
nice,
and hits the floater. There was a reach in there that wasn't called. There's a long pass ahead to Garrison in the mid post. Turns right, traveled. Nice defense, Tyler Parr. 6:03 left to go first quarter. 6-5 Dayton. Keenan Graham, that's the best offensive move we've seen down here from him. He was really under the weather last night. Looks a little more spry today. Streeter calls Graham out and hands him the ball. Ashley on Graham. Keenan, cross courts, knocked away by Finley, trying to go to Parr in the right corner. Finley playing that passing lane well. Warrior basketball down here just to the end of the Dayton bench to our right. Graham will inbound. Gives it to Duncan. Back to Graham. Down in the corner to Parr. Knocked away by Finley again. Got a bounce pass that
sloppy
thing.
Sloppy passes.
5:44 left to go first quarter. 6-5 Dayton. Amity will inbound way down on the right corner on the sideline. Kick it out on top to Parr. Tyler steps into a three. Short. Howard with another rebound. Gets it out to Finley. Finley pushing quick. Streeter picks him up. Pass to Ashley down low. Tries to go back out to Finley. It's Duncan with a steal.
Oh.
Duncan loses it off his knee. There's a push by Howard. Duncan gets it back. Duncan crosses over on Howard twice. Now shovels it out to Parr. The Warriors set up their offense. Duncan would have had a free throw. Howard shoving Duncan over there on that right side. Duncan steps back. Another deep three.
I
this one long. And Wart. It hit the wire up on top.
Yeah.
Wart would have had a putback lay in there. Out of bounds to
the
Pirates.
Here we go.
Howard talking a lot out there to Duncan. He was giving him some shoves down there. He didn't want to be guarding Duncan on the perimeter. He's looking for a switch.
Mm-hmm.
Nallen with it. Duncan on him. Right angle to Ashley. On top to Garrison. Parr up on him. Garrison looking for the cutter. It's Finley out in the right corner. Baseline. Banks it up and in. That's a great shot by Lucas Finley. High off the glass. The lefty knocks it down from the right angle. 8-5, Dayton. Streeter gets it knocked away, gets it back, gives it up to Parr. Parr moves left on the sideline to Graham. Left corner, three. No good. Long rebound. Garrison knocked away, stolen by Graham. Dumps it in to Wart. Wart puts it up and in over Howard. What a great play by Keenan Graham.
Good hustle on him. He followed his own shot.
Warriors down one, 8-7. Nallen left angle to Finley. Finley goes out on top to Howard. Wart way out on him at 28 feet. Howard works left. Wart right in front of him. Howard tries to back him down. Kicks it out. Nallen top of the key. Three-pointer. Short. And the ball scrapped out of there.
Streeter.
It's Streeter pulling it away from Howard. Two guys who have known each other since grade school. And Streeter pulls it out of there.
Loose ball. I'll put my money on West.
Every single time. Duncan with it. Right angle extended. Working on Nallen. Goes in the corner to Wart. Josh squares up, starts to drive, steps back for three, long. Graham takes away the rebound, and then Nallen strips it from him. Keenan had it. There's a long pass ahead to Howard. Howard goes in and lays it up and in. Duncan trying to get back, couldn't get there quick enough. Great pass from Braden Nallen. 10-7 Pirates. Warriors with the ball. Duncan gets it stolen by Nallen. What a great steal. Brings it down, leaves it for Finley, lays it up and in. That's the second steal by Nallen. Got a little sloppy with the ball. Braden Nallen will make you pay. He is so quick, hands and feet. 12-7. We're going to have a 30-second timeout. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, just right now, this early 4 or 5 minutes, it's just a little bit too much mano a mano on both sides, it seems like. And we've got a couple guys that have just tried to go one-on-one and play the person rather than the team. Hasn't been successful.
No, it has not. A lot of turnovers here early by both teams. For the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body. Stairs works on all types of makes and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every single time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud supporter of Warrior Athletics. I was saying Lum Motors for a while, but they still have the Larson Motors sign up. So
well,
I'm not sure what's going on
they
there.
They signed the contract. It was in the newspaper.
Duncan brings it up. Warriors down 12-7. Hands off to Graham. Keenan working on Nallen. Goes behind his back. Hands it back. Matchup zone by the Dayton Pirates here, causing some problems for the Warriors. Streeter works on Howard. Gets to the baseline. He's triple team. Loses the ball. Howard with a steal.
That's no man's land down there.
Yeah, you go to the baseline, you pick up that extra defender in the baseline, and they triple-teamed the 5'7 Streeter. 12-7, Warriors down 5. Left corner, Finley drives baseline, kicks it out. Nallen kicks it out to Finley. Elbow jumper, no good. Morales in the game with the rebound. Ball's loose, ends up in the hands of Finley. Out on top, Finley swings it. Morales down low. Howard goes baseline, trips, misses.
Oh my
Morales
goodness.
Puts it back up. No good. Wart with the rebound. Boy, it's physical in there. We haven't had a foul called yet.
No fouls.
5.5 minutes in.
Amity Dayton, no fouls.
Unbelievable. Streeter with the drive. All the way in. He is fouled on the drive. No shot. So we will take it out of bounds here. Hey, congratulations to the Amity Warrior boys basketball on reaching the state tournament. Best of luck from Becky Mather, realtor with EXP LLC. Contact Becky to make selling or buying a home a reality. You can reach Becky at 971-241-2997. That's 971-241-2997. Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key, about 6 feet. Streeter throws it in out on top to Disler into the game. Disler to Duncan, back to Disler. Disler on the left goes high post to Parr. Parr working on Nallen, back out to Disler. Fakes the three, goes to the corner, now dribbles back out. Turns, nobody on him. He'll take the three, a little strong, and the weak side rebound to Morales. Morales pushes it up the floor. He got a stop ball at some point. He pulls up at the elbow, misses the jumper, long rebound. Nallen chases it down. He'll pull up 18-footer, misses that. Rebound to Duncan. Warriors dodge a bullet there. Nallen with a wide-open look from 18. Parr on the left wing with it. Pulls up, three-pointer short. I think Finley got a hand on that on the way up. There's a long pass ahead from Nallen to Finley on the right wing. He drives, hooks a pass to Morales, baseline jumper, no good. Wart with a rebound, knocked away from it. Parr comes away with it. Yeah, it was over the back easily on Howard there. Parr drives in, steps through. They're going to get a travel on him. He is trying to draw contact. They said he traveled. They're not going to call any fouls out here.
Boy.
We are 6 minutes and 40 seconds into the first quarter. There's been one foul called, and that was on a drive by Streeter. Spink into the game. Dawson, Ashley back in, and we got a timeout taken by Amelie. It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll take a break also. 12-7, 120 left to go first quarter in this OSAA On Point Credit Union 3A state semifinal basketball game. This is 1260 KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are. Warriors trailing by 5 here with 120 left to go in the first quarter, 12-7, and it's Dayton basketball. Warriors really struggling on the offensive end.
A lot of turnovers, forced shots that aren't in the offense.
Finley with the ball, top of the key, works off of Nallen's screen. Pulls up, 17-footer, no good. Rebound inside, Morales had it, falls to the floor. Spink ends up with it. Swing it. Ashley, right angle, pulls up at the elbow, no good. And a foul on, a box out foul on Parr.
It's okay if you use your backside, but you can't stick your arms out to hold the guy.
So Parr picks up the first Warrior foul of the game, and it'll be Dayton ball. They had the rebound, too. That's a painful foul. Wart was clear in that one. Nowlin triggers it in out on top to Ashley. Ashley hands off to Nowlin by the center circle. He calls out the play. Warriors in a 2-3 zone now, giving a little different look. Don't see a lot of zone out of these Warriors. Ashley on top. Wart needs to stay back. Now they go back to man-to-man. Interesting. Nowlin,
wow.
Tough 15-footer, maybe a 12-footer there. Nowlin's got six in the game, and it's 14-7. Warriors struggling offensively here, making the Pirates work hard on the other end, but they're really not finding anything.
Wow.
And then Streeter throws it away. Good pressure defense by the Pirates, and Streeter throws a pass about 15 feet over the head of Michael Duncan.
He had the exact same pass last night. It's just...
Garrison checking in. He'll get Morales out. So on the floor for the Pirates, it's Nowlin, Spink, Ashley, Garrison, and Finley. For the Warriors, it's...
They'll play for the last one, I assume.
It was 24 seconds to go here.
Stay with Nowlin.
Duncan, Parr, Streeter, Disler, and Wart on the floor. Nowlin pulls up.
Nope.
Three-pointer halfway down. Wart with the rebound, knocked away. Ball still loose. Streeter has it on the floor. Tries to kick it out. It's Garrison now, and
wow.
The ball's loose. We've got a timeout taken by Ron Hoff.
Wow.
With 6.9 seconds left to go. Four different guys had their hands on that ball. Coach Nelson not happy. He's saying, how did he get a timeout in there? How did you hear that? This official was down on the baseline. I don't know how he heard Ron Hoff. This place was pretty loud. The official explains it to Coach Nelson. It's a 30-second timeout, so we will stay right here.
No fouls. I mean, it's a football game.
Two fouls
on
in 8 minutes. Hey, stay connected to your favorite school and team with the new OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features schedules, results, rankings, and standings for all teams and leagues, plus statewide prep news. Search OSAA Live in the App Store and Google Play, or visit osaa.org/app to download today. All right, it'll be...
Find
Dayton basketball with 6.9 seconds left to go in the first quarter.
You'd find Nowlin and Spink.
They get it into Nowlin. Puts up quick trigger three. No good. Parr with the rebound with 3 seconds. Parr.
Oh, my.
Ball knocked away, and that's the end of the quarter.
No fouls.
They double-teamed him. He didn't have anywhere to go, but, boy, they are letting a lot go out there. Only two fouls in this semifinal game through a quarter. 14-7 in favor of the Dayton Pirates as we head to the second quarter. This is 12-16. KLYC, McMinnville's finest. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville. Warriors trailing 14-7 to the Dayton Pirates here as we start the second quarter. Warrior basketball. Warriors with 7 turnovers in that first quarter, as many as they had points. Not a good formula. Jacob Bernard's into the game, giving Tyler Parr a break. Wart, right corner on Howard. Jab step, shovels it to Streeter. Back to Wart in the mid post. Works his way down. Steps through. His shot blocked. Gets it back. Goes right back up. And his shot blocked out of bounds by Garrison. He's working against three white jerseys there.
Actually, five. They all collapse on him.
That's when you got to find Michael Duncan out there at the three-point line.
He needs to kick it out.
You got to recognize what they're doing. Graham inbounds it way out on top to Streeter. Streeter works right. Gets in deep, kicks it to Graham, three-pointer, right corner, good!
Yeah.
Boy, the Warriors needed that. Keenan Graham with 5 points now for the Warriors. Warriors shot 33% in the first quarter to 37% for Dayton. Neither team lighting it up, but four more turnovers for the Warriors than the Pirates. Nowlin, left corner, three, spots up, no good. Graham
nice.
High for the rebound on the weak side. He'll push it up hard on the left side. Now towards the middle, takes it all the way in, finger rolls, comes up short. They're going to get a foul. That was a late call.
Yeah.
And the Dayton fans up in arms about that. The official thought about it, kind of replayed it in his mind, I think, and then made the whistle. So in the first half, the Warriors got out-rebounded 12-6 as well. 7 offensive rebounds for Dayton. So you think about the second-chance opportunities that they had, and that's what's really hurting the Warriors. Graham to the line, buries the first.
It's good to see him get after it today a little bit.
Yeah, he must be feeling better. He did not look like this last night at all. He struggled on the offensive end, had no energy. He was working hard on the defensive end, but he couldn't do it both ways. Graham stepped over the line, would have had the free throw. Instead, gets a miss on the violation. His toe just must have just touched the line. Because he didn't move forward. He didn't pursue the ball. It was nothing but the bottom of the net. 14-11, Warriors down 3. 7 minutes to go, first half. Nallen working left on Duncan. Duncan doing a good job on Nallen overall. Howard on the left wing, starts to back down, steps back. Oh. Got Wart to jump, but didn't shoot. Ashley with the drive, in deep to Howard. Howard kicks it back out to nobody. Ball out of bounds. Jason Howard throws that one away. He thought he was throwing it to Garrison. Garrison was on the move, though.
Pretty good defense that time down.
Graham brings it up. Warriors trying to chip away at this lead. Works his way right, hands to Duncan. Duncan, one out of two from three-point range so far, gets a screen from Bernard.
They're going to call that.
They're going to call a moving screen on Bernard. He's got to hold still. You got to let the contact happen and don't move. Not a good screen. He got hit last night on that also. These officials have really been working that those screens. If you move at all, you're going to get called.
He has a tendency to move.
Apparently.
He wants to get a good block for his running back.
Yeah. Moving from offensive tackle to a post
travel.
Here.
Changes pivot foot.
Now there's a double dribble. Forgot what he was doing out there. Maybe it's because he changed his pivot foot. And the official talking to Jacob Bernard's down low about his elbows. He's got to keep those things down.
Yeah.
He's warning him down there about being too elbowy. They're letting him play physical, but those elbows will get you into trouble. Warriors basketball. Graham and Streeter will bring it up. Streeter now with the ball. 3-point Pirate lead. Streeter across half court, thinking about where he wants to go, working off that high screen, nothing there. Now flips it over to Graham on the right angle. Nallen on him. Graham, don't want to dribble too much against Braden Allen.
Lose it.
Now he goes to Wart on the right angle, 3-point range. Wart sizes up Howard, works left, gets in deep with the left hand, up and in! What a move by Josh Wart. He starts on that right angle, takes two dribbles, ends up with a left-hand lay-in. Just a great move. He covers so much space coming across the lane there. And there's a carry on Finley. I thought we were going to get a blocking foul on Streeter, but they aren't calling much of that. Only four fouls in the game so far. Parr back in. Bernards comes out. Warriors close it to 14-13.
Gave him 3 minutes.
And that's good. Tyler needs that break. He played all 32 last night. They needed him. 25 points in that game against San Diego Christian. Duncan brings it up. Warriors looking to try to take the lead here. Duncan, Ashley on him, gives it off to Streeter. Streeter, Ashley switches onto him now in this matchup zone. Streeter's got to find Wart. Too late. Knocked away by Nallen. Wart chases it down. No, they're going to call over and back. That was touched. The officials need to confer on this. That was a bad call, and the official says, I didn't see it. The other official, Nallen got a piece of that. Wart talking to the official saying, he got a piece of it. How can you not call that? That's a missed call by the officials there. Everybody in the gym saw that one. Except the two officials closest to it. Finley with it. Looking for somebody inside. Not there. Kicks it back out to Nallen. Nallen works off a fake screen by Howard. Gets down low. Pushes off.
Oh, he called
offensive
it.
Foul on Nallen. Great job, Michael Duncan, to draw that foul. He stayed in front of Nallen when the arm extended. Duncan went with the contact and drew the attention of the official to that. 5:04 left to go, first half, 14-13. Exactly what you would expect from Dayton and Amity this year, Juan. Exactly.
We need to keep it close and not let it turn into a runaround.
Runaway. And Duncan, pretty physical in there. Streeter, high post to Ward.
Boy, he's got
squares up.
The whole key. If
need to clear out Tyler. They got to travel on Josh. If Tyler would clear out.
Yeah, he's got the whole key, and he's got Howard at the top of the key. He can go around him.
You either need to give the ball to Tyler down there in the low post, or Tyler needs to get out of there.
Yeah.
So travel on Wart. Another turnover on the Warriors. Too many of those in this game. Ashley with it on the right angle, extended out on top to Nallen. Swings it left angle to Howard. Howard. Trying to go back to Nallen. Good defense by Duncan. Howard into the key. Kicks it out. Finley, 22-footer. Good. Big shot for Lucas Finley. He's got 9 points in the game to lead all scorers. Warriors are being led by Graham with 6. 17-13 Pirates. Graham starts to penetrate. And there's a foul on Morales. It'll be Warrior basketball on the sideline. fourth team foul on the Pirates. First on Morales. Second on Morales. Take that back. That'll hurt their depth a little bit. Jacob Morales with two now. Streeter to inbound. Goes to Duncan. Duncan surveys the court, gives it back to Streeter. Streeter picks up his dribble, back to Duncan. Now they go high post to Wart. Wart looks at the three now and doubles on him. Back out to Duncan. Duncan works right, gives it to Streeter. Warriors down four. Streeter sizing up Ashley. High post to Wart again. Wart squares up,
hold middle
drives
again.
Left, gets in deep. That's going to be an offensive foul.
He should have stopped for the jumper.
He just got to pull up and take the jump shot sometimes, not try to always get to the rim. That's the first foul on Josh. 13 foul on the Warriors.
They know he's going to go left.
Yep, he's left-handed naturally. Shoots the ball right-handed from the field, but he finishes with that left hand. He's a natural lefty. 3:51 remaining first half, 17-13. Dayton leading Amity in this semifinal game from Marshfield High School. Pirates, Nallen with the ball in his hands. Kicks it to Ashley on the right wing. Ashley coming around the screen by Howard. Still working, loses the ball. Nallen saves it. Nallen dribble drive, stripped away. They're going to get a blocking foul on Duncan, I think. Parr had the strip, but I think Duncan's going to get the foul.
Yeah, I guess.
Simultaneous with the strip. First foul on Duncan. Now both teams with four team fouls. It's going to be Justin Morales into the game replacing Howard. Interesting how Hop manages Howard's minutes. Only gives him usually about four, no more than five at a time. Now into inbound. Finds Morales. Blocked by Streeter out of bounds. The 5'7 fullback elevating and knocking the ball out of the hands of Justin Morales, out of the hands of Jacob Morales, and out of bounds on the shot attempt. They get it into Morales, working on Wart. Out to the other Morales, Jacob. He gives it to Finley. Finley will reset. Right angle extended. Nallen looking for the cutter. It's Ashley. Ashley backs it out. He doesn't want to shoot the ball. Back out to Finley. And Finley out to half court with it. Directing traffic. Telling Morales to come set a screen. Finley works left. Pulls up over Wart. No good. And we got a rebound foul on Morales. It's going to be on Justin Morales.
Pushed off. Pushed. Parr, that's an interesting game underneath.
It's pretty physical down there. Mm-hmm. 3:01 left to go in the first half. 17-13 in what is the lowest scoring game we've seen here at the tournament so far.
Boy, West doesn't know the ball came in. We're going to lose it.
They get it into Streeter. Streeter puts the brakes on, gets it back to Graham. Almost traveled. Graham working left, hands to Streeter. Streeter squares up on Morales. That's a mismatch if he can take him. Man-to-man defense or matchup zone? I can't tell which. They lob underneath the Wart. Wart lays it up. No good. Had it right there at the rim. There was a lot of challenge in there, but the ball wasn't blocked. Wart just a little strong. Left corner, Finley for three. That would hurt. He misses it. Streeter with the rebound. Quick shot there. Not sure Hop wanted that. 2:20 and counting to go here in the second quarter. Streeter. Warriors have almost as many turnovers as they do points here in the first half. Down 4, 17-13. Duncan. Bounce pass high post to Parr. Parr works his way down, and we're going to get a travel on Parr again. Boy.
A lot of contact.
Turnovers for the Warriors are
just... Get a little intimidated by that contact.
Turnovers for the Warriors just brutal here in this game. Pirate basketball. Nallen will walk it up.
We've been on 13 for a long time.
We have been. Almost as long as they've been on 17. Not quite, though. It was a 14-13 game. Yeah. Right angle, Howard with it, back into the game. Drives baseline, pulls up, 12-footer, buries it. That's his shot. He loves to go left down there, and Wart didn't do a good job of sitting on that left hand. Howard with four in the game. Streeter drives, misses. Yeah. Howard with the rebound. Trying to draw contact, forcing the shot. Morales with it. Gets it back to Nallen. Nope, Morales will bring it up. Six-point game. Warriors need to get a defensive stop here on the Pirates. Morales out on top to Nallen on the right angle. Drives. Behind the back. Oh. Terrible pass. Intended for Morales. Stolen by Graham. Graham. Oh. Missed Duncan on the other side. Gives it to Parr. Parr to Streeter. Hands to Duncan. Duncan works off the screen. Steps back. He wanted that three. Yeah. Now he picks up his dribble. Gives it to Parr out by the half court. Parr works right. And he's fouled by Morales. Yeah. That one's going to be on Jacob Morales. I think it's his third, right?
I think so.
16 foul. 1 minute to go. Third on Morales. Finley going to check in.
Oh, here we go.
He'll get Ashley out. 1 minute to go. Second quarter. Warriors trail 19-13 to the Dayton Pirates. Low scoring game. Spink going to check in as well. He's going to get Morales out. Good crowd on hand for a semifinal game here. These two teams travel very well. Graham with it after the inbound, working on Morales. Crosses over, backs out.
Roll.
Goes baseline, hangs, nice. Lays it up and in. Keenan Graham.
Good thing he showed
up. Scoring load. He's got eight.
Good thing he showed up tonight.
4-point game. Howard on the baseline. Wants to go left. Spins back to his right. Gets in deep. Hook shot. Misses that one. And the ball tipped. Parr with a rebound. Morales mistimed his jump. Warriors with a chance to cut this 4-point lead in. Down to two or one here.
He got right to the rim. The ball rolled off.
30 seconds to go in the first half. Now 25. Streeter works left. They got this triple line at half court here. It's weird. Guys have to keep checking which line they're at. Graham works left. Still looking to get the ball to Wart. Not doing it very well. Duncan back to Graham. Graham.
Somebody
drives,
should be looking.
Stripped, fouled by Nallen.
And it's a bonus.
That'll put Graham on the line to shoot one and one, as Ron said. Seventh team foul on the Pirates. Nallen, his second foul. Could be a key as the game goes on. The one guy they can't afford to lose is Nallen. Graham shooting one and one.
Really didn't have much of a chance to get the ball. It's not a good foul.
Got to watch his toes this time.
Yeah. Different ref.
First one, good for Keenan Graham. Graham with 9 points here in the first half. This official talking to Morales and Parr. Parr gives him a thumbs up. A little physical on a front end of the one and one there. It's been physical all first half, but not a lot of fouls called. Graham again. Misses this one. Finley with a long rebound. Graham now 2 out of 4 from the foul line. Finley from half court. No good. I think Wart might have got a piece of that.
I was hoping Wart wouldn't go for it because...
Good way to get a foul.
Half court shot. That's just... Let him shoot.
Warriors trailed by 7 after 1. They go into halftime down 19-16 in the lowest scoring first half we've seen here at the state tournament. Mainly because the teams know each other so well. They know every tendency, that a player has, that the coach has, And the coaches have to do a little soul searching here at halftime, see what they can change up.
Do you think it's good defense or just terrible offense?
Well, I think the defense is pretty good, but there have been, both teams have had some misses. Warriors have turned the ball over, several of those unforced in the first half. We'll take a quick break and be back with some halftime stats for you. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime here at Marshfield High School. We're going to have a tug-of-war between the girls from Amity and the girls from Dayton. Greg Mulkey, the athletic director for Marshfield, always does a great job here with halftime activities. The girls are spreading out a little bit here. We'll give you the play-by-play. This is almost as important as the game. Not quite, but there's some bragging rights. Yamhill County tug-of-war. You hear Greg Mulkey in the background. Girls are checking the traction of their shoes. And here we go. They're going. Oh, Amity with the early lead. They're about a foot past, and they're still working. They've got about 2 feet now. Oh, Greg Mulkey, is he helping them?
No.
Is he helping them on the world? The Warrior Girls doing the pull, moving that Dayton crowd. The Dayton fans trying to cheer on their girls. This one's over, folks. Amity Warrior girls win the tug of war. Great effort out there by those girls. And a lot of fun here at Marshfield High School.
I don't want to say anything, but we had a lot more athletes on the because that was our whole girls basketball team.
That doesn't hurt. You get Audrey out there with Keely and Alyssa and Jenna. There's some fight out there. All right. Let's talk about some halftime stats here. The Warriors trail by 3, 19-13 to the Dayton Pirates. This is the 10-seeded Pirates against the 3rd-seeded, or excuse me, the 10th-seeded Warriors against the 3rd-seeded Pirates. I'll get that right. Warriors were led in the first half by Keenan Graham with 9 points, had 2 rebounds and an assist. Josh Wart with 4 points and only 2 rebounds and 2 turnovers in the first half. 3 points out of Michael Duncan on his first shot. Only had 2 shots. He's got a rebound and 2 turnovers. Tyler Parr hasn't scored, has 3 boards, 4 turnovers. And 3 turnovers for Wes Streeter and no points. He's got an assist and a couple of rebounds. That's the sum. 12 turnovers for the Warriors the first half, 8 for the Pirates. That's the difference in the game right now. Pirates were led by Lucas Finley with 9 points in the first half. And Braden Allen with 6 points, also 3 assists, but 4 turnovers. And Ron, okay, we're back. Sorry about that, Ron. We're going to have to recap those stats again. Sorry, Dave. Apologize for that. That's why I need an engineer and not relying on myself. So in the first half there, we'll recap the stats for you. Keenan Graham leading the way for the Warriors with 9 points and followed up with Josh Ward with 4 points, 3 for Michael Duncan. That's all the scoring for the Warriors. 12 turnovers for the Warriors, just 16 points and 12 rebounds. So when you have as many turnovers as you do rebounds, you're going to have some issues there. And so that's a tough one for the Warriors, turning the ball over that many times. For Dayton, they scored 19 points, 9 of those by Finley, 6 for Nallen, and 4 for Howard. So only 6 players have scored in this game, 3 for each team. And the Warriors, if they wouldn't turn the ball over so many times, they have 9 fewer shots on goal in the first half, and they trail by 3. And
Tyler Parr, 25 points last night. He's been blanked tonight.
Well, they've done a good job of being right up on him. He's only had one good look the whole time, and he's 0-for-2 from the field, both of those from three-point range. Keenan Graham, those 9 points, as he and Finley have high point honors so far. Graham, 3 out of 4, doing a really good job of taking the ball to the basket, drawing contact, getting some fouls, and just doing a phenomenal job there of being the aggressor on the offensive end. But other than that, Josh struggling, just 2 baskets, one of them on a rebound putback and the other one on a great drive from the wing where he actually had a little room to operate. But that's hard to do against this Dayton matchup zone. Mm-hmm. We got about 4 minutes to go here in the first or in the halftime. other than the turnover battle and the rebound battle, the Warriors have done a pretty good job. Defensively, they've been pretty sound. They haven't had very many breakdowns. And they really need to do is come out and figure out a way to get Josh Wart a little bit more involved and draw some more defensive attention to there. And they need to get Michael Duncan more involved. Only 2 shots there in the first half.
There was probably 2 or 3 times when Josh had the ball in the top of the key or free throw line area and had just people in the wrong place. I mean, they need to clear out, give him a chance to drive down through there, because the one time he did go drive through, there was nobody there. He's able to get all the way to the rim.
Yeah, part of that is spacing, as you're saying. The Warriors have to clear out and give him a little bit of room to work down there. Okay, we're going to take a break for a couple of minutes and come back with second half basketball here on KLYC 1260 McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are. Hey, you can get your state championship merchandise from www.osaastore.com. Commemorative T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and much more. You can even order championship items from previous years at www.osaastore.com. A 36-member association in 1918 with only 1 championship, boys basketball. Today, the OSAA has 292 schools, more than 100,000 student-athletes, and 117 unique state titles. Let's celebrate the OSAA centennial. Visit www.osaa.org for more details. All right. It's a good one coming up here, Ron. 19-16, Warriors trail in what looks like a score from the non-three-point era. 19-16, no foul trouble for the Warriors there in the first half. The only fouls of the game for the Warriors, 1 on Parr, 1 on Wart, Duncan and Bernards with 1 each as well. On the other side, Jacob Morales has 3, Braden Allen with 2, and that could be a story if he were to pick up his 3rd early here in the 3rd quarter. getting ready to go again here. Hey, if you own property, you know there's always some jobs that you just don't have the equipment to do. That's when you need to give Warrior Construction a call. Owner Scott Worthington has decades of experience and can handle all sorts of excavation and demolition jobs. Whether it is septic system installations, foundation digouts, driveways, trenching, or just getting some land cleared, Warrior Construction can handle it. Give Scott a call at 971-241-1934. That's 971-241-1934. And I checked with Arby, born in 1932. So I was close. I changed that after I thought about it. All right, Dayton basketball to start the third quarter. They will inbound far sideline. Warriors going right to left now in front of us in the second half. Nallen brings it up. Duncan doing a good job on him this game. He's held him to 6 points so far. Out on top, Howard goes to Ashley in the right corner. Graham on him. Ashley back to Howard out on top. Howard goes left, gets in deep. Wart blocks the shot, saves it into Duncan. What a play by the sophomore. Josh Wart read that.
No contact, all ball. Way up high.
And then saves it.
Yes.
Gets the rebound, blocks a shot, gets the rebound, and saves it to Duncan. Warrior basketball.
Gotta drive.
Graham goes baseline, hangs, kicks to Streeter out on top. Duncan, 22-footer.
Nope.
No good. Back rim, par. Going to get
the
foul.
Back.
Yep. Easy call there. Good position by Finley. You got to be smart. And Scott Nelson tells Tyler, hey, just tip, back tap the ball.
Yeah.
Don't try to go up and grab it like that. You're not going to out-jump Finley at position and an inch of height. So Warriors come up empty on their first trip of the second half. Finley gets the offense started here on the right angle. Comes off a screen by Howard. Nope, no screen. Gets in deep, hangs, shoots, and scores.
Yeah.
Boy, when he gets going downhill, his ability to elevate and use the backboard is tremendous. 5-point lead. Streeter in deep, out to Graham for three. Missed that one badly. Ball tipped
off
Howard and out of bounds. Thought Wart might have hit that one.
On the Finley drive, Josh could not leave his – he couldn't leave Jason because I'm sure Finley would have dumped it off to him.
Graham at the foul line. Turns, fouled. That'll be on Garrison. Graham with a nice cut. He inbounded the ball out on top to Streeter, sprinted to the elbow, caught the ball as he turned towards the middle of the key at the foul line and was hit on the wrist by Garrison trying to challenge the shot. Graham to the line, buries the first one. How much growth have we seen in Keenan Graham this year?
Wow.
I mean, he went from being a sub to start the year to being their leading scorer here in this semifinal game at Marshfield. This is the second foul shot. Tyler Parr with a man rebound inside. His shot blocked, though. He should have kicked that ball out. He was triple teamed in there.
Or dumped up.
They go to Howard down low. Howard. Uh-oh. His shot blocked by Parr. And Parr takes the ball away from him afterwards and gives him a stare down. And the crowd goes nuts.
Uh-oh.
And there's a reach-in knock away by Howard as he claps going the other way. And then Nallen loses it. Nallen commits the foul as he takes out Streeter's legs.
Oh, my goodness.
What a back and forth here.
What a deal.
Howard clapping after he knocks the ball away. Could have got teed up for that.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm not sure that you couldn't have teed up Tyler Parr for the stare down after he rejects. He didn't just reject. He capped the shot. Came down and ripped it away from Howard. Two boys who went to school together for years until Howard left as a sophomore to go to the arch rival Dayton Pirates.
Here we go.
Wart with it, running the point. Saw this at Horizon quite a bit.
Cleared out.
Works off a little screen by Graham.
They're good.
There's a bump, no call. Gets in deep, shovels it, tries to shovel it out. And he's saying, I was pushed as I was trying to make the pass. Wart trying to do a little too much there.
Well, they've seen that play. There's four guys in the key. He's got to get rid of it sooner.
21-17 is the score. Finley brings it up. Working around the Howard screen up there. Swings it to Nallen. Nallen down to Howard. Howard posting up on Streeter. Steps through, lays it up. No good. Rebound knocked away. And Streeter comes out of there with it. Streeter pushes up hard across half court. Goes to Duncan. Duncan fakes the three. Drives off the glass.
Missed
no good. Howard with the rebound. Howard over to Nallen on the left sideline. He'll slow things down. Duncan right up on him. Nallen lost that ball in the pass. Finley came back to get it. Over to Nallen. 25-footer. No good. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Morales. Warrior basketball. Ron Hopp in disbelief at the call.
Uh-oh. It might be overruled.
Are they going to talk about it? They are going to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go with the original call. So Pop tried to get the official to override his partner.
Video review.
Yeah, none of that here. Wart brings it up. Howard will have to guard him top of the key. Wart with a head of steam gets in deep, and he's got to be fouled there. That's on Howard. Wart to the line. Howard cannot guard Wart if he's putting the ball on the floor from the top of the key.
He had a full court, half court head start on him.
So Wart to the line. Hasn't been there yet tonight. Only 4 points in the game.
He's due.
Josh taking over here in the second half.
Yeah.
So far with a block. Now his first point of the game, or the second half, five in the game, 21-18. 5:23 left to go, third quarter. It's the third foul on Dayton. Wart misses the second one. Warriors splitting way too many foul shots here. They're getting to the line. They're not finishing. Now in baseline, kicks out to Finley. Spot up three-pointer. Short. He airballed it. He claps his hands and shakes his head and says, "My bad, boys." And, of course, the Warrior fans enjoying an airball from a Pirate. Wart bringing it up. Finley going to pick up Wart now. That's a little tougher for Wart. Finley 6'2" and a good defender. Wart drives left, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Offensive foul on Graham on a push-off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keenan Graham away from the ball, picking up his first foul of the game. Not a good foul. That was on the other side of the floor.
Not even close to the ball.
Just pushing off, and he wasn't even trying to get open. I don't know what he did. Howard down low, runs into Parr, shovels it to Dawson Ashley. Knocked away by Streeter, picked up by Graham. Graham weaves his way through traffic over to Duncan. Nallen meets him at 24 feet. On top to Parr. Warriors need to slow it down, run their offense over to Streeter.
Boy, look at the mismatch inside.
Yeah. Streeter to Wart on the left angle. On the wing here. Wing drives, spins, hangs.
Oh.
And he's going to get an offensive foul. He's got to stop doing that.
Stop and shoot a jump shot.
He's got to just elevate straight up instead of leaning in and trying to lay that up and in. His second offensive foul of the game, second personal foul overall for Josh Wart.
They really let Finley get away with a really serious push.
Yeah, as he made his spin move. Finley cut him off and hand-checked him.
Almost out of bounds. Yeah.
Wart's a big guy. He doesn't get pushed off his base very easily, and sometimes that makes it hard to get those fouls. Finley on the left wing, three-point game. Dayton still up. They've led the whole day here. They were up 4-0. Nallen drives, pulls up, 15-footer, no good.
Uh-oh.
And that's going to be Parr. Parr had a hold of Howard. Ball out of bounds. That'll be Parr's third?
I think so.
Nallen has three. See how many that is. That is his third. So he has three and Nallen have three. Nallen to inbound, right side of the key on the baseline. Tries to go to Howard and throws it away. Howard went fake left, went right. Nallen threw it like he was going left.
There's so much intensity.
Oh, these two teams want this so bad that they're playing horrible.
Well, yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Hit it on the head. It's just sloppy, bad basketball, really.
It's just so much emotion and tension out there, wanting to win so bad that they're not relaxing and playing basketball. Both teams.
Yeah.
Graham goes to Wart on the left wing. Wart between his legs as he holds it there. Now drives left, pulls up baseline.
There he pulled up.
And misses that one. He's fouled. That's going to be Finley on the wrist. That'll put Wart back to the line where he just split a pair. 4 minutes to go, third quarter.
No, it's on Howard. It's on Howard.
That's his second then.
I didn't see Howard come down on there.
Yeah, I didn't see that at all. I thought that was Finley coming across.
Well, we got to make two free throws.
Warriors not shooting the ball well from the foul line tonight.
Two.
Wart misses the first one. One out of three for the sophomore. The one weakness in his game this year has been foul line shooting. He has a good-looking stroke, and he buries the second one. So he splits a pair. It's a two-point game halfway through the third quarter. Nallen brings it up slowly. Working on Duncan, who's done a good job on him tonight. Bounce pass to Morales on the right wing, down to Howard on the baseline. Streeter on Howard. Howard goes baseline, kicks it out. Ashley fakes the three
traveled.
And traveled. Keenan Graham flying at him, made him think about the three and change his mind, and he traveled when he did it. We're going to get some subs in here for the Pirates. Parr's going to get out. Bernard's in to relieve Parr with his three fouls. Morales in and Garrison in, so it's Garrison, Morales, Finley, and Nallen on the floor for the Pirates. The Warriors with Duncan, Graham, Streeter, Wart, and Bernards. Duncan with it. Nallen and Duncan have been guarding each other all game and doing a great job on each other. Streeter now with Nallen on him. backs it out, gets a screen from Bernards, weaves his way in through traffic, lays it up, no good. Wart misses the putback attempt. Garrison with the rebound. Gets it over to Finley. Finley pushes up the right side of the floor. Bernard's back on defense, and Streeter catches up now. Finley backs it out. Finley will have Streeter on him in man-to-man defense here. Works left. Streeter comes under the screen. Finley, Ward on him now. Pulls up. Dumps down low to Garrison. He's in. Streeter blocks the shot. Wes Streeter with a block. Ball comes to Bernard's. Now Duncan with it.
Wow.
So they're letting a lot go in there, but Streeter with a great play on Garrison. Duncan to Bernards. Hands back to Duncan. 25-footer. Good! Oh. Michael Duncan lights it up from beyond NBA range. And the Warriors have their first lead of the game. 22-21. 2:30 to go. Uh-oh. Finley with the drive. Gets in deep. And we'll get a blocking foul on Bernards. He got there a little late.
Too late.
The offensive tackle doesn't mind the contact, but you got to get set before he takes off.
Yeah.
You can't. And in that case, Bernards, after Finley elevated, slid over. Finley elevated from about 12 feet and was gliding to the basket. Finley to the line to shoot two to try to regain the lead here. Streeter over talking to the official here. Talked to a guy from Horizon Christian at a coffee shop this morning. And he was telling me how much he enjoys watching Wes Streeter play. He said, that kid is always smiling. You can tell he just loves to compete. Finley hits the first. Finley misses the second. Ward with the rebound. We got a tie game, folks. What a game we have here in this semifinal. We knew it'd be a hard-fought one. It's been a different kind of game than anybody expected, though, as both teams having a hard time finding any rhythm offensively. And a very physical game. Duncan with it on the left wing. They don't want to let him get a peep at that basket. Works left. Gets off of Morales. Drives.
Somebody's open.
Out to Bernards. Oh. Thought about the three. Back to Duncan.
He's not a shooter. He's a designated
screener. He can
screener.
Hit it, though. Down to Bernards. Bernards out to Streeter. He'll take a three. No good. Wart with the rebound over the top. Turns. Tries to go to the basket. He's fouled.
My goodness.
Wart gets fouled by, I think, Garrison from behind. See, now, when I'm not talking, you can talk all you want, Ron. I'll let you have the air there every once in a while completely to you. 1:48 left to go third quarter. 22-22, non-shooting foul, 15 foul. Both teams with five now. They go out on top to Streeter on the inbound. Streeter directing traffic. Now goes to Wart. Wart was trying to slip to the basket, couldn't do it. Steps through with the left hand. Up and in! Josh Wart schooling Peyton Garrison in the post. 24-22, the Warriors with their biggest lead of the game. Nowlin. Fakes the handoff, drives baseline. Uh-oh. It's going to be a foul on Michael Duncan. Just couldn't quite get there. He says Nowlin pushed off.
He did, but Michael wasn't
Michael
set.
Was late. That's right. If Michael got there, it would have been different. Non-shooting foul, but that's the 16 foul. So Pirates will be shooting the rest of the way. They're a good free throw shooting team generally. Nowlin gets it into Garrison. Back to Nowlin. Quick trigger three from the right corner. No good. Long rebound. Pulled out of there by Bernards. And he's fouled. No call. Bernards finally hands to Streeter. Ahead to Duncan on the left wing. Warriors still up two. Duncan to Graham in the left corner. Steps back three, way short. Long rebound pulled up by...
Good volley shot.
Yeah, by Morales, though, gets the rebound. Over to Nowlin, to Finley. Finley with Streeter on him, drives, loses the ball out of bounds. Streeter with a great defensive effort. And Finley trying to go right because he jumped on the left hand. Finley, a left-handed player, couldn't handle the ball at full speed with the right hand.
Good call. Good defense by West, knowing that he can't really
go. Got to know the player's tendencies. Bernards gave him some good minutes. He comes out back into the game. Tyler Parr with three fouls. 1 minute left to go, third quarter, Warrior basketball. Duncan talking to the official about that play with
backcourt pressure here.
Streeter having a hard time getting it in. Finally does to Dissler. Dissler back to Streeter. Morales with some good pressure. The Warriors weren't ready for that. Streeter lobs to Wart down low. Ball tipped away. Morales saves it into Nowlin off of Wart. That was a good try, but Wart didn't hold the position quite long enough. Nowlin drives, hangs, misses. Wart with a rebound. Ooh. Josh Wart controlling the paint again, just like he has in previous games.
Yeah.
He's the best inside player on either team. Garrison bumps in. There's a pass down low to Dissler. Dissler steps out. Three-pointer right corner. No good. Josh. Wart with a rebound. Josh takes it back up, and he's fouled. Garrison with another foul. Wart to the line to shoot two. Oh, my. Josh Wart taking over.
He decided to get strong on the boards, boy, I tell you.
And Josh has the ability just to own the paint against most teams, and he's doing it right now. Wart's rebounding totals are skyrocketing here in the third quarter. Get a refresh here on my stats, and I'll tell you just how many he has, because it's looking good for him right now. He's up to six rebounds to go with his 8 points, and he heads to the line.
How about two free throws?
Boy, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Wart, two out of four so far. Graham, three out of five. So the Warriors combined just barely 50%.
No.
Wart misses the front end. The one weakness in his game, really, is his free throw shooting. If he can bring that up to a consistent 75, 80% next year, he will be possibly player of the year in 3A. One more for Wart. This one looks good. Bounces around and goes in.
Much better touch on those second
shots. Yeah, he's just got to relax on that first one. He's struggling with the front end there in the last two times. Three-point Warrior lead, largest of the game, 25-22. 17 seconds left to go, third quarter. Nallen working on Duncan, gets a little screen, works back left, pulls up, three-pointer short, bounces around. Wart with another rebound. Just flying in there. Streeter with 4 seconds. Would like to find Duncan. Can't. Par. Top of the key. Three-pointer. No good. He might have rushed it just a little bit.
That was his shot. Was his shot.
Warriors trailed by three. Coming into the third quarter. They leave the third quarter up three. 25-22 in this low-scoring affair as we head to the fourth quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on 1260 KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans and Pirate fans, if you're listening. 8 minutes to go in this outstanding semifinal game. These two teams knew they were going to have their hands full with each other. 25-22 Warriors, the 10 seed, leading the 3-seeded Pirates as we head to the fourth. Graham with it as the Warriors start with the ball to Duncan.
Ooh,
looked
at
the 26-footer there. They go high post to Wart. Wart with Finley on him. Dumps it down to Parr. Left corner three. No good.
Didn't follow
Parr
a shot
still
either.
Scoreless. That's a good look, though. Nallen pushes fast ahead to Spink. Left corner back to Nallen. Nallen having a hard night offensively. But he can get going at any time. Spink, corner, Nallen drives baseline all the way to the basket. Blocked by Wart.
Gosh.
And Duncan comes down with the rebound. Josh Wart with his hand up at the top of the square to block that one. Duncan crosses over on Spink. Too much dribbling. Goes to Wart. Knocked away by Howard. And Spink comes up with it.
Oh, my.
Gets it over to Nallen. Ugh, Warriors turn it over. That's been their Achilles heel tonight. Spink, left corner three over Parr, short. Rebound. Streeter knocked to the ground. That's a foul on Nallen. That's four.
Yeah.
If they call it on Nallen, I think they are.
And we're shooting.
Streeter will go to the line to shoot 1-1. That's Nallen's fourth foul.
Oh, he called it on.
No, it's on Nallen.
Yeah.
7:03 left to go, fourth quarter. Does Hop leave him in is the question.
You need
your point guard. Coach Hop frustrated down here to our right. Can't stand to see the player of the year in the Pac West with his fourth foul with 7 minutes to go.
He clearly just slammed West.
And just Streeter's physicality in traffic to elevate over everybody to get his hands on that ball. Streeter, front end of the 1-on-1.
Nope.
No good.
Man.
And the ball pulled down by Howard. Oh, the Warriors now 6 out of 12 from the foul line. Streeter scoreless in the game. Finley, right angle with it. Still a three-point game. Works off a screen. Gets to the elbow, steps back, 18-footer, no good. Streeter tips to Parr. Warriors just dominating the boards in the second half. They were getting killed in the first quarter on the boards. Duncan fakes the deep three. Not very many guys will get defended 30 feet from the basket when they have the ball looking at the rim. Wart on the left wing with it. They want to double him if he puts the ball on the floor. He goes baseline, they get him for the travel. And Coach Nelson says, yep, that was a travel, Josh.
Between our turnovers and their poor shooting, it's a 22-25 game.
6.5 to go, fourth quarter, folks. The Warriors could put this away if they could not turn the ball over and finish some offensive plays here. Nallen working left. Duncan has done a great job on Nallen. To Howard, way out on the wing. Goes in the corner to Finley. Dribbling on Streeter. Bounce pass down low. Knocked away. Finley gets it back. Finley backs it out to Spink. Right angle, Ashley to Nallen on the right side. Drives baseline, dumps it to Howard. Howard, left hand up, no good. Wart tips, Duncan secures. Duncan with the ball. Great defense by Josh Wart to change that. And Coach Nelson will take his timeout here. He's got two left after this one. Wow, folks. It doesn't get much more exciting than this. Hey, for the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body. Curtis Stairs works on all types of makes and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every single time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud supporter of Warrior Athletics. And if you own property, you know there's always some jobs that you just don't have the equipment for, Ron. That's when you need to give Warrior Construction a call. Owner Scott Worthington has decades of experience and can handle all sorts of excavation and demolition jobs. Whether you need a septic system installation, a foundation dig out, a driveway done, trenching, or just getting some land cleared, Warrior Construction can handle it. Give Scott a call at 971-241-1934. That's 971-241-1934.
Dayton's been stuck at 22 for a long time.
They have.
Three points.
Well, neither team has scored in the first 3 minutes of this quarter.
No.
Or 2 minutes of this quarter, excuse me. Under 6 minutes now. Duncan with it. Working right. They want to go to Wart. He gets a screen, drives, floats it. Off the glass. No good. What a great lane.
And a reach-in foul.
That's going to put Spink on the line to shoot one and one. Not a good foul by Keenan Graham.
He had a nice drive to the hoop, just didn't finish it.
That was a very nice drive. He and Finley have that same kind of, they drive, float through the air, and try to lay it off the glass high. It's just a little strong for Duncan. Had a nice move. They got the screen out there, and Howard didn't want to switch on to him and leave Wart with a mismatch. I think Duncan might have been able to get one more dribble, though, in retrospect. Spink to the line, turns at about a 70-degree angle. Shoots a free throw and buries it. That's a little funky, but I won't criticize it when you get good results. Tyler Spink, the freshman, hits his first free throw of the game for his first point of the game. One more for the freshman. Only has one shot attempt from the field. Spink with one more. Puts it up and buries them both. Coach's kid right there. Scott Spink's son. Warriors with a one-point lead, 25-24. Spink up on Streeter. Streeter works right, hands to Graham. Graham, Ashley on him in the corner to Streeter. Goes baseline, bounce pass to Parr, kicked out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Nice try by Streeter. I don't know who got a foot on that. There were a couple white jerseys there. Graham will inbound left side of the key on the baseline. Goes to Wart. Wart hands to Duncan. Oh, he had the three, but he bobbled the ball. Works back left. Now dumps to Wart out on the left wing. Wart faces up. Goes down low. Tries to go to Parr. Nice poke away by Finley and stolen out of there by Nallen. Ashley pushes up hard. Chance for the Pirates to take the lead here. As badly as these two teams have played, it's anybody's ball game. Nallen works right. Kicks to Finley in the corner. Finley dribbles back around. Now to Nallen in the corner. Fakes on Parr, drives, kicks. Ashley fakes the three. He'll drive, float, and buries it. His first basket of the game. And the Warriors now find themselves down 26-25. Ashley has 2 points now. Parr with the drive, left hand, up and in. Tyler Parr with his first basket of the game puts the Warriors back up 27-26. The crafty 6 foot, 200-plus pound power forward for the Warriors and the quarterback. Finley with it way out on top. 4:24 to go in this one. Nallen
carried the ball.
Works off a screen, gets all the way in, hooks it up, no good. Howard puts it up, he misses, gets it back, hands to Spink, elbow jumper, buries it. Oh, the Warriors had a chance there. And a timeout taken by Ron Hoff. This will be a full timeout, so we'll take a break also. Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, 1260 McMinnville. Congratulations, Amity Warrior Boys Basketball, on reaching the state tournament. Best of luck from Becky Mather, realtor with EXP Realty, LLC. Contact Becky to make buying or selling a home a reality. You can reach Becky Mather at 971-241-2997. That's 971-241-2997. Fans are loud here for both teams. 4:09 left to go. Warrior Basketball trailing 28-27 in a low-scoring defensive effort. Streeter.
Full court pressure.
Gets it into Wart. Back to Streeter. Spink up on him. Streeter works his way up the floor. Spink backpedals to get away from him. Streeter, top of the key, works right. Now to Parr. Steps back for three. Good!
Oh,
Tyler Parr makes a three-pointer. The Warriors go up 30-28. He's been cold all night.
Well, that was the first open look. They didn't get in his face.
Ashley with it. Works left. Hands to Finley. Finley coming around the top of the key. Streeter picks him up. Finley to Nallen on the right wing. Dumps it to Howard in the mid-post on the right side. Backs his way down. Steps. Can't get away. Kicks it out to Finley for three. Good.
Yeah.
Finley, a dead-eye shooter out there, leading the Pirates in scoring tonight. One-point Warrior deficit now. Graham works right, looking to go to Parr probably, or Duncan or Ward. Duncan works right, steps back,
wow.
Deep three. Halfway down, no good. Parr with the rebound, puts it up.
Foul.
He's fouled by Howard. What a rebound.
He had position.
Michael Duncan puts up a 30-foot jump shot that was halfway down, bounces out of the rim, hits the backboard. Tyler or Josh Wart with great inside position as he stands at the line now thinking about his two free throws. Third on Howard. What a battle, folks. What a battle.
Touch.
First one, perfect.
Yes. That was a nice-looking shot.
Josh Wart, two in a row now from the foul line. 4 out of 7 overall. Can the Warriors seal the deal at the foul line down the stretch? One more for Ward. Buries
yeah.
them both. He's in a rhythm now, folks. 3:05 left to go in this one. Warriors clinging to a 32-31 lead. Finley works left. In the corner to Ashley. Back to Finley. Experienced Dayton team. They were in the finals last year. They lost to De La Salle. They'd like to get back there. Down low to Howard. Works on Wart. Wart blocks his shot. Howard gets it back. He's blocked and fouled. No, they're going to say on the floor. He traveled. Howard traveled. The Dayton fans behind us are in disbelief. Josh Wart with the block on the first one. Howard got it back. Shuffled the feet. And the Warriors have the ball up one. 2:44 to go. Graham with it. Brings it up. We'll see how clutch this Warrior team is. They played some tight games this year. Duncan with it, working on Ashley. Works right. Hands to Streeter. Duncan not happy about the physicality. Streeter gives back to Duncan on the right angle, extended to 30 feet. Crosses over. Gets away from his defender. Now he has Finley. Duncan backs it out. Works left. Back right. Gets past Finley. Lumps
up
down to
Josh.
Parr. Parr can't hang on, or Wart can't hang on to it. Saved by Nallen.
It wasn't that bad a pass.
Wart just couldn't hang on to it. Slipped through his fingers. It was a good pass, I think, by Duncan. 1 point Warrior lead. Finley dumps in the corner. Nallen can't get the shot off. Goes baseline. Hangs. Kicks out to Spink. Right corner. Puts it on the floor to Ashley. Ashley falls. Keeps his dribble alive. Nope. We're going to get a blocking foul on Graham. 1-1 for Ashley.
Probably wouldn't call a foul if he didn't fall down.
Yeah, it was a little bump. But it did cause Ashley to lose his footing. Third foul on Graham. 18th foul on the Warriors. 1-1 for the sophomore, Dawson Ashley. 6'1 sophomore, has 2 points in the game. Hit a little baseline shot on us earlier at the foul line. Buries it. It's a good foul shooting team. They're now 4 out of 5 from the line, and we're tied up. 1:53 left to go, fourth quarter. Some team is going to be heartbroken tonight. Missed Nick's second one. It bounced around and went in. And a timeout taken by Ron Hoff. He's got two left. So do the Warriors. This will be a full timeout. So we'll take a break also. Amity Warrior basketball on 1260 KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 1:53 left to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams with 18 fouls. So they're shooting 1-1 still. 33-32 Pirates. They extend to full court pressure as the Warriors will inbound at the far end of the court here. Graham gets it into Parr. Parr, Finley on him, gives it back to Graham. Keenan will work his way up. Ashley will pick him up at half court. Graham works right. Crosses over a couple times. Now drives, loses the ball.
Off his
just
foot.
Lost it.
It's off his foot. Too much dribble, not enough pass.
He was trying to get to a spot to make a pass to Wart and just lost it off his foot.
Minute 39, boys.
Wes Streeter tells everybody just to settle down. Spink in, Morales out. 1:39 to go. Warriors down one. Nallen brings it up. You can hear the fans in the background. Pretty tense. Finley crosses over to Ashley, out to Spink. They will run a lot of clock here until they get an easy shot or the Warriors foul. Nallen with it. I'd foul Howard if I was going to foul somebody. Ashley back to Nallen. Nallen with a little drive, kicks to Finley. He backs it out, 1:10 to go. Ashley, the drive, hands on the weave to Nallen. Nallen gets to the foul line, out to Spink, back to Nallen. They run clock here. Nallen crosses over on Duncan and gives it up to Finley. Finley, Streeter right up on him, hands off to Nallen, back to Finley. We're down to 50 seconds, folks. At some point, you have to foul.
Uh-oh.
There's the foul right there. Duncan fouls Nallen, going for the steal. Got to put Nallen on the line. Nallen can be sporadic at the foul line. Generally a really good foul shooter, but he's had his moments this year. And he has not scored the second half. He has just 6 points in the game and four fouls. Player of the year in the Pac West. Nallen, see what kind of clutch he's got here. Front end of the one-on-one, he buries it. Worst case scenario, it's a three-point game coming the other way with 47 seconds. No reason to be in a hurry. We've got a timeout taken by Coach Nelson as he ices Nallen a little bit here and gets his offense set up for the next trip down the floor. 34-32 Pirates. That turnover by Graham going to haunt that sophomore. Warriors had it down one, and we're looking to dump the ball into Wart one-on-one with Howard, and Graham just dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. One of these teams going to be severely heartbroken. nothing else you can say about that. Because they played a tough game.
The season isn't over, but it's over. Because tomorrow would be anticlimactic for the
It would be tough to get back up
to
play
loser.
Pleasant Hill.
Yeah.
Hey, high school students deserve to participate in sports and activities, but not all can afford it. The goal of the OSAA Foundation Student Assistance Program is access for all to lifelong lessons learned by members of a team. Visit www.osaafoundation.org and discover how you can help. So, nine fouls on the Warriors. The next foul will put Dayton on the line to shoot two. Nallen just buried one foul shot. He's got one more here after this timeout. Nallen coordinating with his teammates. Gets the ball and calmly buries the foul shot. He's been here before. He was in the state championship game last year as a junior, playing big minutes. 42 seconds to go. Warriors ball down three now. Biggest deficit they've had in a long time since the third quarter sometime. Parr steps back for three. Rattles around. Won't stay. Long rebound. Finley, you got a foul right away, and Duncan does. Tyler Parr had a good look from about 22 feet out top of the key. 30 seconds left to go. Finley with a chance to make this a tough deficit for the Warriors, the way the offenses have been playing.
That's a good shot.
It was.
Josh didn't have real good position, but he was inside. The ball just came off pretty high.
Came high and long. Came out about 10 feet from the basket. And, you know, long shot, long rebound a lot of times.
Oh.
Finley misses the foul shot.
Pressure mounts on this one.
Yep. He's 1 for 3 from the foul line tonight. Normally a good foul shooter. Got one more. Buries that one. So we've got a four-point game. Warriors need to score quick now. 30 seconds. You got to hustle up the floor and attack. You got to attack. Graham throws it ahead to Parr. Parr to Duncan. Duncan.
Got to be
20
up.
20 seconds. You got to work quick here. Steps
my
back. Way out
goodness.
For 3 point range.
Oh,
he hits
my.
It. He hits it. The clock's running. You got a foul right away.
A timeout.
And they foul right there on Finley with 9 seconds to go. Michael Duncan hit that from about 32 feet. Shouldn't be an intentional foul. He was just trying to stop the clock right away. Are they going to say we had a timeout called first? So they got to put some time back on the clock then.
I'm sure he called it. Somebody called timeout.
I'm sure they wanted it quickly.
Yeah.
We have a one-point game. Michael Duncan with his third three. They've got to correct this. They've got to figure out how much time. They need to talk about this because that timeout was called before the ball came in. Then
it
they inbounded
about,
and the foul.
Should be about 12.
You've got to put some more time on the clock here. And I don't know what. They're not even talking about it. If that timeout was called before the ball was inbounded.
Three or four seconds at least.
Wow. Maybe they're saying he called it after they inbounded. Before Duncan got the foul. You'd think there'd be at least another half a second back on the clock. Surprising, yeah. They didn't even seem to talk about this.
No.
Wow. Interesting. 9.3 seconds left to go. 36-35, Dayton with the lead. Michael Duncan caught that ball at about 27 feet, wasn't open, took a dribble back to about 32 and drained it. He has nearly infinite range. Once he crosses half court, he can shoot the ball comfortably.
Go for the steal. Don't get it fouled immediately. No time can come off the clock, boy.
Yep, and they put Howard as far away from the ball as they can. They're going to inbound down on the baseline here. Ashley will trigger it in. Graham on the ball. Ashley trying to get it in. They screen. Got to switch that. They do. They get it into Finley. Nobody's on him. You got a foul right away. They get it across. There's the foul on Spink. 5.8 seconds. Nobody. They switched, but Duncan didn't get back. Streeter switched on to Nallen. Duncan didn't go with Finley.
No.
And Finley popped open after he set the screen. Tyler Spink, a chance to make it a 2 or 3 point game here. The Warriors will get another shot. 5.8 seconds. They'll have another chance here. What you don't want to see is a missed second shot and an offensive rebound. Spink buries it. That's clutch right there. Tyler Spink, nice young man from Dayton. Love his dad, Scott Spink. Great guy, excellent coach for the girls team for years. Won 3 state titles there. Spink with one more, calmly puts it up, and misses. Wart with a rebound.
No.
And we got a timeout taken. I think they're calling a timeout.
Yeah.
He didn't look like it, but 4.1. Are they going to put some time back on?
No time.
They do not even talk about this. They're just assuming, and that's what Scott's saying, there should be some more time. Or he wants to know where they're going to get the ball. But this is twice now that they have not put time back on the clock. Once on a foul, or once both times on timeouts.
Yeah.
4.1. The Warriors are going to have to go a long ways with this ball. You would have liked to have seen a quick pass up the sideline, then a timeout, so you were working out of the half court. 1 or 2 point games as Spink misses the second free throw. Wart with another rebound. Folks, it doesn't get much better than this. I'm telling you, this is some fantastic high school basketball. 37-35. Dayton up. 4.1 seconds to go. Josh Wart with 11 points, 9 boards, and some huge block shots tonight. Graham with 10 points. Tyler Parr with 5, all in the fourth quarter. Duncan with 9 on those 3 deep threes. That last one, just an unbelievable shot.
This is just a monumental task to get the ball up.
And the Warriors with 4.1 after going before. It's Duncan. Nobody can shoot it like Duncan. Drives, pulls up
and
hits the runner. He hits it! It's good! Warriors win! Michael Duncan hits a three-pointer on the run from 25 feet! Warriors win! Warriors win! Warriors win! Michael Duncan with the best shot I've ever seen in a high school game! Oh, my goodness! What a shot by Michael Duncan! The Warrior fans go crazy! Michael Duncan being mobbed! He hits the runner before the buzzer from 25 feet. He brought it the length of the floor and nailed a running three-pointer. He practices this all the time, and finally he gets the opportunity. Warriors win 38-37. They move on to the finals.
There will be no video review.
Oh, my goodness. The Dayton fans are stunned. What a finish. The greatest finish I've ever seen in a high school game. Michael Duncan takes it the length of the floor, hits the runner from 25 feet. They're still celebrating on the floor, folks. 38-37. Warriors move on to the state finals. What a game. What a game.
There was just enough time left. You were worried about the clock. We had just enough.
I'm not going to have a voice tomorrow, folks. That's all I know. The Warriors will face De La Salle North Catholic in the championship game tomorrow. Warrior fans everywhere going nuts right now. What a game. These two teams fought this back and forth for an entire 32 minutes, and the Warriors come out victorious. They move on to the finals. It'll be 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Not yet.
Oh, my goodness. Michael Duncan works on shots like this all the time. First, he hits a 32-foot jump shot from the left wing. He stepped back from 26, 27 feet to get open. Buries that one. Spink makes one out of two. It's a two-point game. Duncan has to go the length of the floor, 4.1 seconds. He gets a running start. They don't want to foul him, put him on the line. He's a great free throw shooter, and he pulls up from 25 feet on the run and gets nothing but the bottom of the net.
Now, those people at home that are watching on the live stream might be just watching the end of this game right now. Because
Reggie
said it's about a minute. Minute and a half behind.
Yeah, but when they hear you say that, they'll have already seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We got some final stats for you here. We're going to take a quick break as I recover and get my blood pressure back down somewhere around 160 over 120. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on the home of the Warriors, 1260 KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Unbelievable finish here from Marshfield High School. The Amity Warriors are in the state finals. They were the lowest seed to make it to the final eight, the 10 seed. They knock off the 2-seeded Sandy M. Christian Eagles, and now they knock off the 3-seeded arch rival Dayton Pirates in a thrilling finish as Michael Duncan has the biggest game of his career, hitting 2 3-pointers, one a step back from beyond 30 feet, and another one in a two-point game on the run as he takes it the length of the floor and hits the runner from 25 feet. Michael Duncan finishes leading the Warriors with 12 points. He had 4 rebounds as well and a steal. Josh Ward with 11 points, 9 boards, 2 blocks. He had a great game in the paint in the second half. Keenan Graham with 10 points and a couple of steals. Had a big turnover, but it comes out. He'll forget all about it now. Yeah. That doesn't matter now. Chipping in for the Warriors, Tyler Parr with 5 big points in the fourth quarter and a steal and 5 boards.
He really didn't do a thing until the fourth quarter.
Did.
I mean,
Streeter, Disler, and Bernards did not score in the game. Streeter, though, played a great game, as always.
A lot of loose balls scrambling around. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And Michael Duncan.
See, I told you, he hasn't seen it yet.
As great as Duncan played offense, his defense on Braden Allen tonight was phenomenal. Allen finishes as player of the year in the Pac West with 8 points and 6 turnovers to go with his 4 fouls. Lucas Finley led the Pirates with 16 points. Jason Howard had 4 points, 10 boards. 3 steals. Allen also had 5 steals to go with those 8 points. 5 points from Tyler Spink, 4 from Dawson Ashley. 38-37, folks. The greatest Amity-Dayton game of all time. Greater than the Clint Hatch game.
Yeah, football.
Because this one. No, the Clint Hatch game.
When
he got the tip in and the Warriors won 86-84, I believe it was, over at Dayton against Dayton when they were number one. But this one for all the marbles. To get to the finals. And the Warriors are there to play De La Salle, who they got beat by earlier this year. This is a different Amity team right now. That's it for us, folks. I need a break. I'm exhausted.
Tell them when we come back.
We'll be playing tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the evening. We'll be back on the air by 6:45 right here from Marshfield High School. Amity Warriors. Amity Warriors on to the finals tomorrow night, looking for a 3A state title in basketball.
Wow, who'd have
thought?
Thanks
for joining us. Have a good night, everybody.